Hey, Being at Work listeners. You know, I show up to this feed on these daily doses of leadership with so much truth, so much transparency. This is a forum for me to share it all. And I've gotten to the point where in the moment, I know, like, oh, I can't wait to share this with the Being at Work community. And I had that recently. My daughter Mason and I did a little European adventure for her spring break. We spent a few days in London and then a few days in Paris. And I love Paris. I love London. I'll have to do another daily dose about some of our London leadership experiences and lessons. But today I want to talk about a moment I had in Paris in 2004. This was the last time I was at Paris, in Paris, 20 years ago, almost. Well, no, it would have been like May of 2004. So yeah, just almost exactly 20 years ago. And my ex-husband, Mason's dad, and I were going through a divorce at that time. And I had been working in London that week and took the channel to Paris for a long weekend by myself. And so I did all the touristy things, and I visited the Sacré-Cœur. If you've never seen the Sacré-Cœur, it's north of the city proper area, and it's up on a giant hill overlooking the city. So beautiful, beautiful views. But when you go to the Sacré-Cœur, all of a sudden you look up and you just see this magnificent church, and there's about 100 stairs to get up to the Sacré-Cœur. And the views on the way up to the church, both up at the church and looking down onto the city, are just gorgeous. And so it's an experience when you go there. And when I went in 2004, just being in this place of sadness and confusion, and I was young, you know, I was a young mom, and being a single mom, what that was going to look like. And I was so scared. And I sat on those steps and I wept and I wept and I wept. And I just want to be able to say to that young woman, like, you're going to be okay. You're going to be great, actually. Your life is going to be amazing. And so here I am 20 years later in a full circle kind of a place as I'm exiting another relationship. And this time Mason was with me. You know, she was just a baby when I was there 20 years ago. And so we walked up the steps of the Sacré-Cœur, and I even remember where I sat, and I just felt so empowered and strong and sure of the exciting things. Like, yeah, right next to all of that, of course, is fear and uncertainty. But I'm mostly just really excited about my future because I believe in myself in a way I didn't then. Sometimes life brings you full circle to a place you've been before just to show you how much you have grown. And that's how I felt in that moment. So here's to recognizing full circle moments for you today. Maybe places that you've been before. Life just showing you, look how much you have grown and how much you've evolved and transformed and can experience the situation so much differently now because of who you are. What a great way to take care of yourself and ultimately each other.